EcoScoops word met trots vervaardig deur NewsCoop. Hallo, ek is Isabel Potgieter en jy is ingeskakel by EcoScoops, die ruimte waar ons ondersoek instel oor hoe gesonder landskappe tot gesonder lewens lei. In vandag se program gesels ons met Faye O'Connor van One Carbon World. One Carbon World is 'n nuwensgewende organisasie wat fokus op klimaataksie en die netto nul oorgang. Hulle ondersteun organisasies van alle groottes om hul koolstofvoetspoor te meet en te verifieer en beplan dan hoe om uitlatings te verminder in lyn met wetenskaplik gebaseerde teikens. Maar soos ouer gewoonte kyk ons eers na omgewingsnuus hooftrekke. Die wêreldwye dierewelsynsorganisasie Fourpaws doen 'n beroep op 'n einde aan die kommersiële teeling en handel in alle groot katte. Die oproep kom terwyl Suid-Afrika na verwagting Vrydag die dag van bedreigde spesies sal herdenk. Fourpaws waarsku dat Suid-Afrika steeds in die middel van 'n groeiende wildkrisis verkeer. Leeu's, luiperds en jagluiperds word steeds bedreig deur habitatverlies, menslike konflik en onwettige handel, ten spyte daarvan dat hulle beskerm word onder die konvensie oor internasionale handel in bedreigde spesies van wilde fauna en flora. Die organisasie se Fiona Miles sê dit is ook kommerwekkend dat groot katte, veral diere, vir wins geteel en aangehou word. Suid-Afrika het gehelp om 'n nuwe globale ekosisteemdatanetwerk te loods wat nou ten volle operasioneel is, wat navorsers intydse toegang bied tot vloeimetings van honderde terreine wêreldwyd. Die FlexNet Shuttle stelsel versamel data oor die uitruil van koolstof, water en energie tussen land en die atmosfeer deur gebruik te maak van eddy-covariansietorings in streke wat Noord- en Suid-Amerika, Europa, Australasie, Asië en Afrika insluit. Die Nasionale Navorsingsstichting se Suid-Afrikaanse Omgewingswaarnemingsnetwerk het 'n sleutelrol gespeel deur Suid-Afrikaanse vloeidata in die platform voor te berei en te integreer wat die land se bydrae tot globale klimaatwetenskap versterk. Wetenskaplikes sê die voortdurende opgedateerde datastelsel sal ekosisteme en klimaatmodelle aansienlik verbeter en nuwe toepassings ondersteun, insluitend kunsmatige intelligensie-instrumente vir die begrip van land-atmosfeer-interaksies. Vandag gesels ons met Faye O'Connor van One Carbon World. Hoe sê jy kortliks beskryf wie julle as 'n organisasie is en die kerndienste wat julle lewer om besighede te help om na netto nul te beweeg?
Yes, so One Carbon World is a UK headquartered not-for-profit organisation. We like to think of ourselves as a one-stop shop on climate change. So we are there to help organisations that could be everything from a very small business to a government on their net zero journey. We will do that through measuring, if that's what the organisation needs. So we can measure emissions and we can measure sequestration as well. We can help set targets, including under the SBTI, the Science Based Targets Initiative. We help people set their trajectories for decarbonisation and we can handhold through that with advice and introductions. And we also enable the access to high quality carbon credit projects for those organisations that want to invest in those, but only as part of a decarbonisation journey. And finally, we also co-build and co-create some of those nature-based solution projects in order to generate more flow of high-integrity carbon credits and to unlock sustainable financing for sustainable development.
Kan jy vir ons verduidelik hoe One Carbon World 'n organisasie eintlik help om sy kweekhuisgasvrystellings in praktyk te meet, te verminder en dan te herbalanseer?
Yes, so an awful lot of this is about data. It always starts with data. So the first thing that we try to do is identify exactly what it is the partner wants to measure. And obviously that can be a small amount. It can be just scope one, for example, or it can be all the way through their value chain. We are completely conscious that many organizations are at different levels of sophistication and all journeys are valid and all action counts. So we would ask them for their data pertaining to whatever it is they want to measure. We would then apply various technical factors, emissions factors, it might be equations or allometric equations to that. And then we would produce a report for them, setting out their footprint. Largely that could be emissions, but sometimes, as I said, it's emissions and sequestration.
Wat sou jy sê is die belangrikste ding wanneer jy meet?
The most important thing when you're measuring is just to be really clear and transparent about what you're measuring. As I say, everybody's got to start somewhere. We also try really hard with our partners to have a long-term relationship so that over time what they're measuring can increase and their action related on what the data tells them can increase. We always say, you know, measuring is opening the door to action, but it is not an end point and it shouldn't be considered an end destination. So then once they've measured, we would then go into the phase of interrogating that data with them through a series of conversations, working out what their appetite is for action, what resources they have for action, what their appetite is to risk as well. And then on that basis, we would help them set their targets, set out a trajectory for them and potentially introduce them to investing in a nature-based solution if that is something that they wanted to do or even co-creating one together.
En dit was Faye O'Connor van One Carbon World. Dankie dat jy vandag by ons ingeskakel het. En dit was nog 'n uitsending van EcoScoops, trots vervaardig deur Newscoop.